everybody. In today's lesson, I'll be showing you how to create your first desktop application. We all know what a desktop application is. We've all downloaded them from the web 100 times and installed them on our hard drive, and we use them from our computer. That's what it is. It's just a program that you can create, that you can put on the web, that people can download and use and install on their hard drive and use on their machines, whether they're connected to the web or not. Just like any desktop application, game, or anything like that. Comes with installer package and everything. I'm going to show you all that stuff. How to create the installer package, how to get the file settings set up on a basic level just for this opener tutorial. And then we'll delve into more advanced things later on. So first thing we're going to do is create a Flash file, Adobe Air. Okay, so now once we're in an Air file, you'll notice we have Air Settings button here, edit, that we can use. But first thing, we'll just go ahead and drag out the background here, rectangle primitive. Make it a nice light color. Okay, now I'm going to drag out a button component. Just make a very basic application. Let's call it develop PHP data stream. I think I'm going to make my own little nice application using data streams from my site. People can put on their machine if they want. Going to have to be really cool though if I do it. Okay, so now let's pop a little code in here that's going to connect to this button, but first let's give an instance name to this button, devphp_btn. So here's the little application that we're going to let people download and put on their machine. And you're watching me make it, so you can see there's no security risks in the program that I'm creating here. Let's see. Let's make a new layer for the action script. So now we have an instance name on that button, develop PHP, right there. And we can also, let's make it have a label. So let's grab that instance name and change the label on that button programmatically. Label is equal to, in between double quotes, we'll put develop PHP. That way when the file renders, it'll say develop PHP and not the word label on that. Okay, now we're all good to go. We can, let's see, untitled, let's save this as, on the desktop or anywhere you want, you create a new folder. Let's call it Air Test. And inside of that, let's name this file develop PHP data stream. Save. Okay, so say you have your application all done and it does great, wonderful things, and you want to deliver it to people and have them be able to download it and put it on their computer and use it. So all kind of cool applications you can make, especially in Flash. And they can connect to the web. That's the special thing here. So what we'll do is click the Air Settings Edit button here. And watch how easy this is. Well, just for this simple demo, I'm not going to fill out much here. Everything I'm just leaving default. System Chrome, that's fine. Now I'm going to press Publish Air File. Now it's looking for a certificate, sign in the Air file with digital certificate, and I don't have one, so I'm going to create one. Publisher name is Adam Cody. Organization unit 1. Organization name, Flash building. Country US, password. Confirm your password. You can change the type, and we'll dig into more about all these options in later tutorials, but I don't want to take up too much time here. I want to show you just the basics. So now we're going to save this as, let's go to our desktop, that air test folder, press OK. Now it'll put it in that air test folder as mycert.p12. It's a P12 file. Press OK. Self-signed certificate has been created. OK. Now we put in our password right here, the one we just created. You can remember password for this session. Press OK. Air file has been created. OK. Now at this point, let's press OK there. That's it. You've done it. Let's see. Let's go to air test, that folder right there. Double click inside of it, and you can see all of the things that it gave us. Here's our MyCert, our certificate we created, the SWF, the FLA source, and here's an XML file. Now here is the installer. This is what you would put on the web to let people download to install on their machine. So say they download it from the web. Let's go ahead and copy it. They download it from the web and they put it on their desktop. And they double click it. It gives you a nice flash player based installer. Let's see. Yeah, we'll go over all these other settings to get all of the publisher and the system access and all these settings just the way we need them in later tutorials. But for now, let's install it to our machine. I trust me. Okay, so add shortcut. We'll add shortcut to desktop, the icon, and we'll start the application after install. And I'm just going to put it on my D drive. No programs on C drive. Okay, so program files, okay, continue. It installs the application and it opens it up in a nice window, and you can set the parameters for these windows. And now they have the application, and let me just close it and show you. There's the little icon, see? Develop PHP data stream. It's a program on my computer now, away from the web, you know, but it can connect to the web. Let me show you. I'm gonna hit this little button. Booyah, baby. Opens up any site, any page that you want it to. It'll connect to any scripts that you need it to, and you just have to be a trusted publisher. Or people have to know you and trust you, you know. And people know me and trust me, so if I make an application, I think people would use it. But I'm gonna have my everything top-notch. I want to show you one more thing, and everybody kind of knows about it, but let's go to our control panel, add or remove programs, and just to show you how nice it works. Well, before I do that, let's go to the start menu. See how it says new program installed, and there it is, develop PHP data stream. I can open it up. Ta-da! Okay, so now we can go here to our control panel and delete it, remove it from our system. Remove the program completely. Develop PHP data stream, remove. And there's a ton of settings and scripts and ways that you can communicate with a person's computer and their system and also the web concerning your air files, your air applications. And you know ZBrush? A lot of you guys know ZBrush. ZBrush is 100% Flash application. So whoever made it in Flash, and the installer, I think everything's Flash on it. They might have even made it with an air type application. Okay, so that shows you the basics, just the very basics of creating your first desktop application that people can download and install on their machines. Have a ball with it.